When visiting the expo site in Osaka, Rostislav or Rostia Novák was immediately impressed by the architecture of the Czech pavilion and its striking surroundings.
The Czech pavilion is beautiful. It's in a fantastic location. It's very well designed, and it offers so many different ways for people to explore it. When you approach the site, you're absolutely fascinated by the ring, the circular structure that surrounds all the exhibition halls. It's a traditional Japanese wooden construction.
The inspiration for the show Strings came from Novák's long-standing fascination with Japanese culture, which he first encountered during his studies of traditional theatre in Prague.
It's important to go back a little bit to my time at DAMU, the Academy of Performing Arts, where thanks to Josef Krofta, I had the chance to get to know traditional Japanese theater, whether it was Bunraku or Kabuki. We actually studied it for half a year. I was fascinated especially by the principles of traditional Japanese puppetry, which I've used many times in my own work. So I started thinking, what are the themes that connect Japanese culture, Czech culture, and the Czech pavilion? What really interests me? Last year's opening of the Smetana's Litomyšl Festival, which we worked on together with the Czech Philharmonic, also helped to inspire me. What connects these two worlds, which at first glance seem to be on completely opposite ends of the spectrum? One is high culture, and some people see circus as mere entertainment. So I went deeper and created a project called Strings, because for me, this name connects the strings of marionettes and the strings of musical instruments. And suddenly, when you look at the materials that instruments are made from, how the Japanese respect history and tradition while being visionaries in technology, I developed a concept that brings all these themes together. Of course, the Philharmonic will represent the big names of Czech composers, but there will also be modern music. I would like to bring the traditional puppets that we inherit in our family from generation to generation. They are 150-year-old marionettes.
Staging such a complex show at the expo comes with major logistical challenges. With limited access to the venue, the entire performance must be carefully rehearsed in Prague before heading to Osaka.
I believe that 99.9% of it has to be rehearsed here. The logistics of the expo as an exhibition event are relentless. Every day, the National Day Hall hosts a different country's program. You can only get access to the venue at midnight, and the premiere of our concept or the strings project is at 11 a.m. Imagine that you have to get the artists, and it doesn't matter whether you're a violin virtuoso or an acrobat, in there for a second check at 4 or 5 in the morning. So the preparation has to be, as I said, 99% complete here. Once we arrive, it's just about walking through it in the space, doing the spatial and sound check, and then a single dress rehearsal. Right now, our goal is to finalize the technical requirements for this project, which is on the Japanese side. This includes what kind of lighting, what sound equipment, whether acrobats can be suspended in the air or not, and we still don't have answers to all these questions, which we need. Then, the Philharmonic, La Putica, and the choir will rehearse separately, and finally, we'll all come together in Prague for 3 or 4 days of joint rehearsals.
So, with the countdown to Expo 2025 underway, Czech artists are obviously working against the clock to bring their ambitious vision to life on the global stage.